In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. U.S. stocks have now finished lower for two consecutive weeks. Each week included one session with a big sell-off. The pullbacks are a sign that investor optimism is flagging. The Wall Street Journal says that while it's too early to call an end to the eight-year bull market, the optimism that defined the post-election rally is evaporating. Here to talk about this is Wall Street Journal reporter Michael Wursthorn. So, Michael, are we finally at the stage where the Trump rally has run out of gas?
Well, so investors are a little split on whether or not this might be the end of the rally, but there's one thing for certain across the opinions of investors, strategists, analysts, and others, and that's that we're facing a period where there's waning enthusiasm for the first time during this eight-month presidency so far, as investors look at a number of obstacles that's facing this administration, that's facing a lot of his agenda. Including tax reform and how that's going to get done. And it's starting to show up in these results. And we're seeing it, you know, perhaps a little more magnified as a lot of the bigger traders go on vacation, take some time off, and that leaves a lot of retail money left sort of trying to make sense of what this news might be.
Are there just no longer any reasons or any real reasons to buy stocks since the post-election exuberance is gone and also the earnings season has pretty much gone as well?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of folks have pointed to a lot of the gains this year to the incredible earnings of U.S. companies as well as those abroad. We just finished a great earnings session. There were some mixed results toward the end around some retailers, but overall it was a great earnings season. As we enter into the second half of the year, those forecasts for earnings are not going to be as strong, and that's another thing that investors are going to have to take into account as they're trying to figure out what to do with their money and how to play this market. You're going to have the continued uncertainty in Washington, a number of obstacles looming that's just for the Trump administration and Congress to deal with. And on top of that, corporate earnings in the third quarter are not going to be as phenomenal as they were in the second. So we could certainly be looking at something that's a little more tepid for investors.
Have investors become pessimistic at this point that President Trump can enact any part of his legislative agenda? There seem to be too many distractions. The thing is, investors and other people have been counting on this agenda to be enacted to boost the economy and corporate earnings.
Yeah, and tax reform is probably one of the biggest pieces of that overall. We saw, you know, certainly after the election and earlier in President Trump's tenure, when it was looking a little bit better for tax reform, you saw a lot of stocks, especially those the financial sector, pick up massive gains. As the reality has set in, as we've moved along and tax reform looks harder and harder to certainly pull off this year, you're starting to see investors, you know, grow more concerned as to whether or not this agenda is really going to be able to get done. And there's going to be a number of distractions that really then weigh on the administration that's further going to just make any movement on tax reform harder. And among those is certainly the debt ceiling battle that's going to start in October and, of course, what the Fed's going to do. And that's just going to, you know, just make it a lot more wary for investors.
What do you think the Fed is going to do, and what does that signify? I mean, there have been forecasts that the Fed will raise interest rates one more time this year. But, you know, the economy is not really kicking into high gear at this point. Do you think they may adjust their forecast or just change their minds?
So it seems like the Fed's still going to be moving forward with unwinding its balance sheet, and there's no surprises there. Interest rates, it seems like there could still be a rate increase by December, although there still seems to be some mixed feelings as to whether or not that could happen. I would say investors across the board are fairly confident they know how the Fed's going to proceed, that there will be some unwinding of that balance sheet, pulling back off that period of quantitative easing, and then interest rates are going to have to go up at some point. The big concern, though, for a lot of investors is the speed at which the Fed will do this. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of concern if the Fed moves way too fast on some of this stuff that you're going to see a sharp pullback in stocks. And if that happens, that could just spell a lot of trouble. And that could then cause the Fed to decide to reverse course or change from that plan. And that could just sort of further upset some of the upside that a lot of the market, a lot of the stocks have enjoyed so far this year.
I'm speaking with Michael Wursthorn of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune, and you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well, and that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Michael, give us some examples of sectors that were big winners in the election afterglow, but that have faded since. One comes to mind are small cap stocks, right?
Yes. Small cap stocks and have been enjoying a pretty good upside this year. And last year, they had a phenomenal year. What we've seen now happen starting this summer, especially in July, is the Russell 2000 has given up a lot of those gains so far this year. And you're also seeing transportation stocks within the S&P 500 pull back quite a bit so far this summer. For analysts, that could be an early sign that the bull market could be coming to an end right now. Usually if you're seeing a pullback amongst Russell 2000 companies as well as transportation stocks, that could be an indicator that the economy is moving into a slowdown, really, of further growth. Transportation stocks, what we usually look for there is whether or not there's still robust shipping of goods across the country. And with those coming down and pressure on those companies, that could suggest the economy is not as strong as it was.
Could this be some short-term thing? I mean, we could be sitting here next week or 3 weeks from now or a month and something will have happened to reverse course and the outlook becomes sunny again?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I mean, that is one of the more frustrating things for, I think, a lot of people in the market right now is that there are just so many factors that are weighing on this bull market at this point. I mean, besides the Trump administration, you do have the Fed, of course, you have corporate earnings, and there's just a lot of factors that are going to play into this. So it could very well be that in the next two to three weeks that things continue to go up. And in fact, I would say a lot of strategists do feel that we'll finish the year on a pretty good upside. But next year is looking harder and harder to figure out if we can really continue this market. There's just going to be a lot of challenges, and corporate earnings growth is going to just become harder and harder as these companies continue to beat expectations. It's just going to – you're not going to be able to beat them on the same level going into next year.
Michael Wursthorn of The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at The Wall Street Journal.